Well, in the past, cattle coming out of the Southeast has not always met the standards as some seem to think they should, but times are changing.
I grew up in Atmore, a little town in southwest Alabama, and I'm familiar with the reputation that the cattle, all the cattle have in the Southeast, really, and it's really good to get back and see what the people are doing and that the Southeast doesn't necessarily deserve the reputation that they have.
That's Gene Lowry, general manager of XIT Feeders, as he was in Alabama and Georgia this past week looking at cattle and was pleased with what he saw.
Seen a lot of good cattle. The genetics is really good on the cattle. It seems like the producers are really working hard at working at trying to put something together that will fit our deal from a health standpoint and from a quality standpoint.
He said one message he brings to producers from the feedlot business is cattle have to start off healthy.
There's too many other challenges with the market and the feed cost and those types of things that if we don't get started off on a solid health foundation, we're going to be in trouble.
But overall, he was really impressed with the cattle he saw while here in the Southeast. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.